This is a 106.9 Free FM Sex with Emily podcast. Sex with Emily is live Saturday nights 11 to 2 on 106.9 Free FM.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes. Call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Hello and welcome to Sex with Emily on 106.9 Free FM. We are changing the world one orgasm at a time. It's Saturday night and we are live in San Francisco. And you can call us anytime tonight. We'll be up till 2 a.m. So you can call us with all your sex questions, stories, escapades. We're at 888-500-1069. And for more information about Sex with Emily, you can go to our website, sexwithemily.com, and listen to all of our podcasts and sign up for our mailing list and our blog and all that fun stuff. So, tonight, we're talking about sex, of course, but I think that it's a big myth that people think that good sex should come naturally, because sex is also a skill. So on the show Sex with Emily, if you've been listening for a while, you know we try to give you the spectrum on the show. We get strippers and therapists, phone sex operators, professional dominatrix, the whole thing. But what we always say is you have to communicate with your partner to get what you want. But here's the thing tonight. Lots of times, men and women don't even know what they need. They don't even know. Like, we're saying you got to tell your partner, but what if you never even spend time alone figuring out what makes you feel good? So tonight we have Celeste Hirschman and Danielle Harrell, sex and intimacy coaches. They offer cutting edge, hands-on sex education and training. Really hands-on. They have courses where they actually have hands-on training, meaning they help people in the courses, the men work with women, getting them excited and aroused. So what I've always said is that I think that everyone needs a little therapy. But I'm also beginning to think that everyone needs a little sex therapy too. And lots of people think, you know, you should only go if there's a problem, if you have some kind of sexual dysfunction or, you know, arousal or something, and you should go if there's an issue. But really, if you have a little sex coaching, therapy can only make your sex a little better. And some people also think, why should I go? You know, I know that maybe we should go into couples therapy because we've been together for 12 years. We don't want to have sex anymore. And so what we're going to talk about here is, you know, can you get that back? Can you get the chemistry back? Sometimes, you know, it might not just be actual therapy, sitting down with a therapist, but you actually might need some coaching, some tweaking. And this is what Danielle and Celeste can offer us tonight, some tips. Sometimes you need to bring in a third party to intervene, or fourth party. There's three of them. But so, okay, speaking of third party, if you're going to stay up with us at midnight, we have a woman calling in. She wrote a book about threesomes, which are very hip these days, I guess. That's what I hear. I don't know. She's going to talk about her book. So that's the deal. Okay, so we are on till 2, and it's Sex with Emily, 888-500-1069. Celeste and Danielle, welcome. Welcome to Sex with Emily. I'm so glad you guys are here. Are you on? Are your mics on?
Yes.
Okay. You just talk very. This is what I was. So I was reading about. Okay. So you're actually, Danielle, you have a doctorate
in human sexuality.
In human sexuality. Okay. And Celeste?
You have my master's.
Master's in sexuality. So you guys actually know what you're talking about. This is what. Okay. So you're not sex therapists. You're sex coaches.
Yes.
Can you tell me about your practice and how it's maybe different than other approaches out there?
Well, I really loved what you said, because I think when people think of therapists, they think about a problem that needs to be fixed. And we're pleasure activists, so we think that anybody can experience more pleasure in their lives. And so don't wait until you have a problem. Think about expanding from where you are now and reaching even higher than you're already going.
Good. I like that. Pleasure activists. Mm-hmm. I love it.
So that's a coaching philosophy.
It's true that I was saying, my mom, she always said to me, you should go when things are good. That's a good time to go to therapy and figure things out. And it's like, I think with sex is that people think it's fine. You know, we're fine. Or even when it's not, there's not like a crisis. You're like, yeah, we have sex. I get it. She knows what I want. I know, and they do the same thing over and over again. But what you guys offer is a way to just kind of keep pushing that. Pushing the limits and getting to know yourself better.
And actually, if you do the same thing again and again since you're 15 or 16 or 20, it's boring. You totally want to expand it and do new and different stuff. So,
yeah. This is what I liked about all of your work that you do, because you talk about like the breath work and getting people, courses where people are just told, you do practice and they sit and focus on their breath and their. Can you talk about that? Your courses that
you do? Yeah, I'd love to talk about
that. Please do. Okay.
Absolutely. Breathing is really important. And I think, we walk around in our day-to-day lives and we are not in our bodies. We're in our minds, we're thinking, we're future, we're past, we're processing information, but we're not feeling what our body is feeling. And breathing brings you to your body quicker than anything else, really, like focused breathing, deliberate breathing. And so that's why we start with breath work, because it's like, okay, welcome to your body. Here's what it's telling you, and the way to do that is we start with the breath.
And a lot of times people aren't even breathing during sex, right? Like, you know what I mean, though? They're, like, into the moment. They're into what their partner's thinking, and they're not even in their...
Well, they're not in their bodies. A lot of times they're in their minds, exactly. They're in their fantasy. They're not even connecting with their partners, and one way to do that is through breathing and sometimes breathing together.
I also like to think about breath as an inner masseuse, as something that is, like, getting in your body and is, like, expanding pleasure inside your body, because the more you breathe, pleasure gets to different areas in your body and makes it much better.
I'm always thinking about, though, I'm always trying to break this down, too, because I think about a lot of men listening. I mean, I think women might be more apt to pick out something like this as a sexuality coach to work on their sex life. But I think when men hear, I got to breathe, I got to slow down, like, I know what feels good. So how do you, and I think men oftentimes, they need it maybe more than
So this is the best
women.
Way to learn how to control ejaculation, to use the breath, and the best way to experience multi-orgasms for men. So if I was a man, I would just
exactly, men should do it. They should. Okay, but let's give your website to it. CelesteandDanielle.com, and you can also go to sexwithemily.com and check out a link to their site, because you have wonderful. I loved your website.
Thank you.
Lots of materials, lots of good articles and stuff about orgasm. Okay, so going back to the G-spot, multiple orgasms, all that stuff that you want to know. But I think also men think, well, I've never had a multiple orgasm. I'm at this certain age. Can men really do it? Can men learn to be multi-orgasmic?
Yes, and fairly shortly.
Fairly short time?
Yeah. Few sessions and they can learn to really experience multi-orgasm in their body and expand pleasure and have really heart orgasm.
And is this successful then for most men, would you say, if they go and they focus on it, they could... Okay, I want to hear about that. But you know what? I just noticed we had a call come in, which is so funny. We should talk to Patty. She says it's Fleet Week and there's men all over the street. We were going to talk about that. She's holding. There's a lot of sex in the air tonight. Can I just say this? It's Fleet Week. Mm-hmm. There's sailors all over the streets.
I saw them.
There's a full moon. You just said you came from a very sexually charged party, right?
Yes.
Danielle?
Yeah, I came. I facilitated a woman's party. It was a birthday party, and it was wonderful because I thought it's going to be like tame and regular, and they wanted to know everything from like how do I get more desire and how I'm getting into my body. Yeah, all the women.
Okay. Oh, we can't say that asex thing, right?
The asex.
I think men is just, okay, can't say that. But
back
anyway,
sex.
So the men, and I just came from a party with hot men and women. I was like, there's some really, I hadn't seen this many, but I never been going out lately, but there's very good looking people. So everyone's out having sex tonight, which is good. Okay, we're going to talk to Patty real quick. Hi, Patty.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks
I
for
just
calling.
Wanted to comment that since the fleet's been in, there's semen all over the sidewalk.
Semen all over the sidewalk. That's funny. I like it. Thanks, Patty.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Semen. Ooh, my button just fell off. Semen all over the side. That's funny. Clever. Yeah. Okay. Fleet Week in San Francisco. Lots of sailors. Lots of sex. Full moon. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, Shia. Semen all over the sidewalk. Okay, so tell me about men. Let's start with the men first, because I always feel, again, that like women are more open to this and their breath, and they do the yoga, and men are like, I'm not going to take a course with women telling me what to do. So tell me about men becoming learning, and tell me about your man courses first, your male, because you do courses for men and women. Can you tell me about your male-focused courses, please?
Yeah, and actually, we actually, am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
We actually have a lot more, we have a lot more men who are interested in working,
right.
working on their sexuality and working.
You just got to get them there. Like, that's what it seems like. Your courses are like sold out, but I'm trying to talk to men. Like,
yeah, yeah. So we have a workshop tomorrow, and it's Become an Extraordinary Lover, and it's everything that you need to know to be an extraordinary lover. Well, it's level one, so we also have level two, and in that class we start with, you know, intimacy, communication, and all those kinds of things. But in the second half of the class, we actually demonstrate on women models in the class, and then they get to practice with those models hands on.
Okay, can you tell me about how that works exactly? So they've been there all day, and then you bring in the women, mm-hmm. they're models. How do you find them?
They volunteer.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes they find us.
They find you?
Yeah.
And then are they, okay, so they're sitting, what kind of room is it in? Just a regular classroom? Or?
We usually do it in the Center for Sex and Culture.
Okay.
And we just do it now in a different place where we have just a studio.
Okay. So they're sitting there the whole day, and then the women come in at the end?
In the second half of
the second half, okay. Mm-hmm. And then, okay, I'm going to bring people up to speed here. I know there's semen all over the street. No, it's Sex with Emily, and we have Celeste and Danielle on the show. They are sex and intimacy coaches in San Francisco. Their courses are like sold out, right? They've been like crazy. There are lots of people going to your courses for men and women and couples. And
we have something like two spots for tomorrow. So
I want to
hurry
go.
Up. You want to be our model?
Yeah, we want you to be a model.
Oh God! Menace is laughing. Menace, will you be the student and I'll be the model, and you can turn me on.
Of course. Oh. I'll be there tomorrow.
I'll be there. Are there really two courses?
There's
two
we
spots.
We have two spots left.
I want to observe. Oh. And maybe I'll be a model if I'm there all day long and I'm excited. And if anyone's cute, if they're cute. Okay, wait. Intimacy and sex coaching. And if you have any questions at all, this is the thing. This is the time to ask sex questions, intimacy questions, how to turn yourself on, turn your partner on, anything at all. 888-500-1069. Okay. So tomorrow's the course for men who, let's say these men have never had a course like this before. Are they usually coming to you because they have some sort of dysfunction, or they're not pleasing their partner, or is it just because they want to enhance their sexuality? Can you talk about
I actually hate the word dysfunction.
Okay, me too.
I just feel that people are not developing their sexuality enough. It's not about like not being good. It's about like being better. And really, like people that come to our classes are, I love to tell them that they are already better lovers, because they understand that in order to be an extraordinary lover, they need constantly to change and learn and explore and develop. So those who come are already a better lover. So if you want to be a better lover, you know where to
tomorrow,
go.
Tomorrow? So people can call up and register right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because this is the thing. I mean, I really want to get this across. I mean, we always talk about, you know, how to have better sex and things to do, but this is like, it's like what you're saying, that it's not about something's wrong with you. It's that you can always get better. Like how people go to the gym for years and they keep, like, you know, they train for a marathon or they build their muscles. This is like build your sexual muscles, right? Like figure out what feels good, and sex can get better. Like even if you're listening to this right now, you're thinking, I'm not going to listen to this because I'm having rockin' sex. Would you say that people, their sex life could actually always get better?
Oh, I think everybody has learned something in the class. Even people who have taken many, many classes I have learned something. And people come in with all different kinds of motivation. So sometimes...
Well, this is what I was asking.
Yeah,
what are the motivations for people coming in?
So, I mean, we've had where, like, the fiancé was like, you need to learn how, you know, you need to learn how to please me. And so he signed up for the class. Or, you know, sometimes they just want to learn more. Or sometimes they've really had very little experience and they want to learn something before they, you know, try with a partner or those kinds of things. So it can be everything. Everything from, like, novices to people who have had a lot of experience and different classes.
And how many men are in a class typically tomorrow?
We have a maximum of 20.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then do they have to go around the room, be comfortable sharing? like that? What if they've never... Yeah.
Well, I think we pretty much understand men and women are different in their ability and interest in sharing. And I think men are really into getting knowledge and education. And sometimes we, you know, from our experience, they don't want to share so much. They want to learn what we have to say okay. about what women want and what women... how women are. So we give lots of information, and there is some time for sharing, but you know, it's very okay. it's very personal.
I'm just having compassion for men now, thinking about men who need that. Most men I know actually need this. Mm-hmm. Most men I've known lately know that they do, and that there would be a certain like, oh, I don't want therapy and I don't want ever, but this is just such an amazing opportunity for them. Okay, we're talking about sex. We have sex and intimacy coaches here in the room in Bay Area. They can help you with all of your sexual questions, and they're going to tell us about their hands-on courses. Models help men figure out what they need. Okay, 888-500-1069. It's Sex with Emily. We'll be right back. So what are you doing Saturday night?
Well, I was thinking about color coding my CD collection.
How about a little Sex with Emily?
Woohoo!
You can check out my show, Sex with Emily, every Saturday night from 11 to 2.
Ooh, Sprekens is sexy.
On 106.9 Free FM.
Hey, everybody, we're all going to get late.
You should be so lucky.